أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإن من قرية إلا نحن مهلكوها قبل يوم القيامة أو معذبوها عذابا شديدا كان ذلك في الكتاب مسطورا وما منعنا أن نرسل بالآيات إلا أن كذب بها الأولون وآتينا ثمود الناقة مبصرة فظلموا بها وما نرسل بالآيات إلا تخويفا صدق الله العظيم. These are ayah number 58 and 59 of Surah Bani Israel. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, وَإِن مِّن قَرْيَةٍ إِلَّا نَحْنُ مُهْلِكُوهَا قَبْلَ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. That there is not a village, but that we will destroy it before the day of Qiyamah. أو معذبوها عذابا شديدا. Or we will mete out a severe punishment to it. Allah تبارك وتعالى showed us from Sayyiduna Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam the different forms of azab that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had sent down. And earlier in the surah, Allah also made it clear that Allah did not destroy any city, any people, until and unless Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had sent a Nabi or a warner to those people. So such is the system of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. But here Allah is also speaking about another aspect, that this whole world is going to be destroyed one day. And in this world, the villages, the cities, the towns, the inhabitants, all of it is going to be destroyed. So on the one hand, there is going to be a destruction of everything. And on the other hand, O Mu'adhibuha Azaban Shadida, that when a nation becomes disobedient to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will also mete out an azab and a punishment to that nation. كَانَ ذَلِكَ فِي الْكِتَابِ مَسْطُورًا. And certainly that has been inscribed in the kitab. In other words, the kitab here being the lawhi mahfuz, all of that is in the knowledge of Allah, and all of that has been recorded by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. In the next ayah, the people of Makkah Mukarrama made certain demands on Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One such demand was that the mountains of Makkah becomes gold. Another demand that they had made, that the mountains of Makkah must be pushed aside, they must be pushed back, so there is more dwelling place in Makkah, and also the lands of Makkah Mukarrama must be such, it must not be barren, they must be able to cultivate on it. And hence they wanted this as a token and a sign from Allah. And also, if that happens, then only we will bring iman in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala responds to this, wama mana'ana, there is nothing at all that stops us, an nursil al ayat, that we send down the signs. You want all of this, there is nothing that stops us. Illa an kazzaba biha al-awwalun. But the fact that the people before had denied these signs. Allah had sent signs to the people before. They denied these signs, and then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala destroyed them. Now this ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had made a decision that this ummah totally altogether will never be destroyed. That is the rahmah and the mercy of Allah. Then Allah gives one example and He says, وَآتَيْنَا ثَمُودَ النَّاقَةَ مُبَصِرَةً. That we had given the people of Thamud. Sayyidina Salih alayhi salam was sent to them. They did not accept his message. Then they said, okay, give us a sign. Then he said, okay, fine, we'll make dua to Allah. Then they described the sign that it must be a pregnant camel that must emerge from this particular mountain. And when we see it, then we'll bring iman. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala fulfilled this command, this request of theirs. And this she camel had come out. But Allah Ta'ala put the clause that one day the camel will drink from the drinking water and the other day their animals will drink. They violated that command and of course then they killed this camel, and hence Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says this was mubsiratan. It was a clear visual sign. They could see it. There was never any denial. They saw this camel come out from the mountains. They could not say it came from any other place. It was pregnant like how they wanted it to be pregnant. But فَظَلَمُوا بِهَا. Then they transgressed regarding the camel. They killed this camel. Now Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says that how can Allah accede to the demands of this ummah even if they had not brought iman, because Allah's decision is Allah will not destroy this ummah, and hence Allah will not send those signs that they are looking for and they are demanding. وَمَا نُرْسِلُ بِالْآيَاتِ إِلَّا تَخْوِيفًا. We do not send those signs but to warn the people for them to take heed and turn towards Allah. When they are not going to turn towards Allah, Allah will not send down those signs. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka.